You need to recondition your emotions and thoughts before the planetary shift and have full command of your conscious mind. Any resistance from your conscious mind would be fatal. That is the reason why emotional house cleaning is the second most important task in the ascension process. When the tsunami wave hits the planet and you have not prepared yourself and cleared away the emotional baggage and earthly attachments, both your emotions and ego will take full control of your mental processes and do whatever it takes to resist the energy. That is a survival mechanism. Your fears will kick in, and at this point, you will probably begin to think about family and friends that are not ascending with you. Several hours before the planetary shift, you will begin to witness a shift or a change in your mental, physical, emotional bodies. You will certainly observe a visual phenomenon. This occurs when the two-dimensional planes begin to eclipse each other. You will know that the shift is close, because you will begin to see different colored objects appear and disappear around you. You will see different configurations of light frequencies that you have never seen before. You will see shades of colors that are brilliant and much brighter. All the space around you will begin to change and warp into different shapes and colors. The magnetosphere in the upper levels of the planet's atmosphere is the key to understanding this process. This magnetic field is the mechanism for what we see around us and what we think. We need an exterior magnetic field, so our brain can retain our knowledge, memories, etc. It is also known as the planetary consciousness grid, Earth's auric field, or morphogenetic field. Our consciousness is connected to the magnetosphere, and when the planet starts to shift across to the next dimension, the planet's magnetosphere begins to shift into the new dimensional frequency band. That will result in the visual phenomenon. After the planetary shift, our old 3D world will not have magnetosphere. It will completely dissolve, and this is the reason why life forms cannot exist on our old planet, because the electromagnetic field is the mechanism that allows you to have a conscious experience, self-awareness and perception of this 3D reality. You need this outer planetary field to create and store human memory patterns. Therefore, the people that complete their ascension, means they are protected because their human energy body is electrically compatible with the planet's magnetosphere, which is the reason why they will consciously experience the planetary shift. Think of the shift as a carpet cleaner. It will clear away the people that have the old vibration of consciousness, to allow the people that have the new frequency of consciousness to remain behind. However, the days preceding this event, you will start to witness the reaction from the people who did not participate in the ascension process. People may begin to act out, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Remember, everyone's consciousness is connected to Earth's exterior magnetic field, so when it energetically starts shifting and fluctuating, expect a lot of chaos occurring around the world. It should take a period of approximately 20 to 26 hours for the planet to fully spiral upwards into the next dimension. The dimensional shift is sort of made up of mini shifts. The earliest indication will be the changes to the planet's magnetosphere consciousness grid. In addition to the visual phenomenon, man-made, synthetic objects begin to fade out and disappear from your view, but at the same time, new Earth will begin to appear and materialize around you. Just remain calm and do not let your fear and ego try to take control. During the final stages of the planetary shift, the physical process begins. A tidal wave of high energetic photons will sweep across Earth. Earth and everyone upon the planet will physically shift into the new time, space frequency. This is moment of truthfulness for every living thing on the planet. Will they choose to allow themselves to be fully immersed and flooded with this higher frequency or reject the energy and be swept away? The bridge to the upper and lower vibrational levels will be in place to collect souls to their appropriate vibrational levels of consciousness. The people who say no will ethereally spin off the planet and return to the spirit world. Those of you consciously prepared and are ethereally anchored to the planet will consciously think that your physical body feels the same, but the subatomic structure has changed. It was converted into light energy, but you will not realize that. You will not be hurt by the energetic tsunami that floods through your body. During the shift, your ethereal body and crystalline bioplasmic light, aura, will shift but your biological body matter will not. Remember, the wavelength for each dimension determines how matter vibrationally exists in each reality. Within a blink of a moment, the planet will be catapulted into the next dimension and then you will begin to consciously perceive this new world around you, unless it happens during the night when you're asleep. But hopefully most of you will retain the memory of consciously experiencing the dimensional shift. The dimensional shift will be the catalyst for some major transmutations to the planet. It is a new timeline and a new frequency level. You will notice that everything looks new and brighter. The new shapes and colors are a result of the new dimensional frequency, which now defines our new plane of reality. For most of you, it is highly probable that you will find yourself naked, because any synthetic clothing you were wearing will not make it through the shift. The shift will act as a 3D filter, so any item or object that has a 3D frequency will spin off the planet and disappear when we move into our 4D timeline. Likewise, you will probably notice that some family and friends are not with you. Please understand that 85% of the world's population are classified as both 3D positive and 3D negative spiritual beings, so for whatever reasons, a greater part of the world's population from our 3D planet will decide not to join New Earth. For example, the folks who could not maintain or raise their vibration to the higher frequency level, or the people who decided not to participate in the Ascension program. Important. Your knowledge and wisdom are the only permanent qualities you can take with you to New Earth. Many of your worldly possessions will remain behind when you shift to New Earth. Your ascension options. Regardless of your personal decision to participate in the personal ascension program, everyone will ascend at the time of the planetary shift. Earth's ascension is unconditional, but personal ascension is conditional. Ascension does not discriminate. It is available to every person on the planet. The frequency you choose at the time of the planetary shift will determine your destiny. Each one of you must embrace the Lightworker's Code, which involves understanding three important spiritual rules. First, free will means it is a person's divine right to participate or not participate in personal ascension. Second, no person can then interfere or intervene with someone's free will and change their outcome. And lastly, every person must recognize that every human being is a soul. And right now, each person has reached a different level of spiritual advancement. In summary, each person will choose what he or she wishes to experience and what is best for their spiritual growth. For this reason, some people will decide not to participate in the Ascension program. There is no right or wrong. More importantly, you do not have to be a saint to participate in ascension, or have mastered Christ consciousness. Ascension is a personal choice and everyone's motivations will be different. Some people will choose to ascend, because they wish to advance their spiritual knowledge by exploring 5D consciousness. The majority of you will hopefully choose to ascend, because you do not want to be burdened anymore with your current way of living and therefore, are willing to learn and practice divinity and experience new way of living on New Earth, which operates under the law of one. Ascension will mean something different to each one of you. Lastly, do not rely on someone else for your happiness and self-worth, only you are responsible for that. The following table summarizes your ascension options, the bottom line. In the near future, Earth will spiral upwards into a new dimensional plane. Earth and humanity will ascend simultaneously. But obviously not everyone will decide to ascend to New Earth. Right now, this is your official invitation to start preparing for the shift into the higher fourth dimensional energies with Gaia should you choose. You have all incarnated many lifetimes to get to this evolutionary point. Ascension is your graduation to continue either your spiritual advancement or your willingness to experience and live on New Earth that will operate on unity consciousness. At this point, you should have obtained some level of ascension consciousness. You understand the mechanics of personal ascension, and how New Earth will function. Each of you has the freedom of choice to decide what you wish to experience. Please do not look to others for the answer and do not let others force, bully, manipulate, or control your decision. Ascension is a personal choice. Consider the following. There is absolutely no way to fake your ascension, nor can you undertake ascension for the simple reason of surviving the shift. You cannot suddenly pretend to wake up one morning and announce you now have a high frequency. You cannot falsify your energy signature, when it is riddled with fear. Personal ascension is not automatic, and no person has a free pass. It requires effort on your behalf. Are you prepared to expose, examine, heal, and release your deepest core issues? This may mean facing and challenging your ego, releasing all forms of emotional baggage, resentments, and old grudges you are holding onto against people, your belief systems, and moving out of your comfort zone. It may also mean that those in your life will challenge your decision and your relationships with family and friends may change. Are you prepared to release and give up many of your worldly possessions, money, and material things, which have been important to you during this lifetime? It does not matter how much land or property you own, because on New Earth, all land is the common property of everyone, whether you ascend or not, and besides, many of your earthly possessions will not exist after the planetary shift. Can you truly live on New Earth without wealth, investment properties, personal debts, shares, monarchies, religion, taxes, gambling, professional sports, music, movie celebrities, antiques, pollution, guns, war, terrorism, homelessness, poverty, famine, nuclear technology, etc.? Could you sincerely live in a world where humanity will be united and everyone is treated as equal? Do you want to live on a world where every person will be provided food, clothing, housing, and education? Can you honestly move into a new life that follows on simple law, the law of one, which is based on love and faith on the Creator? Are you happy with your life? Have you made some terrible mistakes during your lifetime? These is no such thing as sin, punishment, or judgment, so ascension offers you the opportunity to start a new chapter in your life on New Earth from scratch. Your heart chakra is the key to the new kingdom. How much of yourself are you prepared to dedicate to serve humanity and share your time, knowledge, etc. to help and support others? Are you prepared to ascend without family members and friends who may decide not to participate in ascension? Would you be prepared to foster and care for the welfare of any orphan children who will ascend without parents or other family members? Ascension is open to everyone, regardless of your religion, faith, and beliefs. Are you prepared to live on New Earth that operates on peace, love, and unity? Ascension does not discriminate regardless of your age, race, disabilities, medical conditions, sexuality, criminal history, or gender. Important. If you are unsure about your ascension decision, now is the time for each one of you to invoke the help from the spiritual hierarchy. Trust me when I tell you that your master, guides, and angels are very eager and waiting to help you right now. They will answer you. Before you fall asleep, mentally ask them the following question: Dear Master, I request your guidance. Please advise me what I should do about personal ascension. Within less than 24 hours, your divine team will provide you with the answer you seek. For example, through a dream, a thought, or some kind of a visual clue or subtle message that may appear in your life. You will know, because it will resonate with you. Section 6. The Personal Ascension Program, Adults. The target audience for the Personal Ascension Program was developed for the public or people with no prior knowledge and experience about ascension techniques and chakra healing, balancing. It is recommended that any person over 12 years of age be given the right to exercise his or her own free will and decide to participate in the ascension program. However, every participant must fully understand the ascension process beforehand and have both the intellectual maturity and state of mind to A. independently make a decision about participating in ascension, B. manage their own ascension program, and C. take full responsibility for monitoring and adjusting their progress. Some teenagers may need to be assigned a mentor who can provide assistance and support during the ascension process. The program is designed to help you gradually raise your vibrational frequency, which begins by healing and balancing the lower chakras, then taking steps to open the heart chakra, and lastly balancing the overall chakra system and auric field. Healing simply means clearing away unwanted energy or frequency not belonging, which will help amplify your energy signature. Do not be eager or tempted to work on immediately opening the upper chakras, this will cause major energy imbalance. More importantly, the program aims to expand your consciousness. This is a two-fold process. First, you must consciously work on demonstrating and holding your heart-based qualities to keep your frequency spiraling higher, and second, you need to work on changing your attitude and embrace world unity, by removing old 3D patterns of thinking, attitudes, beliefs, and behavior. There are no time limits. You cannot rush the program, but the outcome of your ascension does fall on your shoulders to complete everything that is needed. Do not think you messed up, do what feels right to you and baby steps are just fine. Do not let your ego get in the way. You cannot measure your ascension process against another person. Ascension is personal and not everyone goes through the process the same way and at the same time. Each person may be dealing with different issues to your own, such as the status of their health, family life, emotional problems, level of commitment, degree of resistance or grievance from family and friends not participating in ascension, etc. Show your love and compassion and offer your assistance. Lastly, the conundrum with free will means that you have chosen to undertake personal ascension for a reason. But you have the divine right not to complete any of the activities detailed in the program, which obviously influences your higher purpose. The following table provides a summary of the various strategies for healing the primary chakras, which can be used to develop, modify, and customize the structure of the personal ascension program. Purpose. The aim of this ascension activity involves expanding your spiritual knowledge. You may wish to research and learn more about some of the concepts covered in this document. This task is simply designed to help you begin the path of expanding your consciousness. This self-exploration should help you realize that you are more than just a human being, but a soul having a physical experience on Earth. As you begin to expand your spiritual knowledge and start researching information on a wide range of topics, you start to reconnect with your true spiritual identity. This personal growth is accompanied with a shift in your perception about who you really are, and you attain a higher level of consciousness. The purpose of the Ascension Journal will help you develop a better understanding of your spiritual self. Your aim is to develop your own spiritual consciousness and find your God spark, your soul self, or the Buddha that lies hidden within you. This activity only requires you to research, regularly write down, and record any relevant information in a notebook, which relates to different spiritual topics or themes that appeal to you. All forms of higher learning actually expand your consciousness. This is the purpose of the Ascension Journal. When you expand your consciousness, you generate a higher frequency. Remember, you need to consciously detach yourself from your current 3D mindset, views, opinions, beliefs, and old ways of thinking and shift your mind to embrace an entirely new set of beliefs and attitudes. Once you start understanding the various principles that relate to Law of One, it is only then that you will accept and begin to practice and live by them. You must stop thinking of yourself as just a human being with a distinct personality, hopes, dreams, and accomplishments. To understand this, you must tear down the false and artificial boundaries that have been put up around you by your world. It is an illusion, because your reality was created for learning duality and exploring the ego, therefore you are not bound to accept all of anymore by your old 3D principles and beliefs. However, only you can make the inner connection and truly accept that you are a spiritual being and have a divine mission to complete. Activity 1.1. The Ascension Journal. This activity asks you to keep an ascension journal such as a written notebook or electronic journal, etc. Perhaps you may wish to research topics contained in this material, or spiritual topics that may appeal to you. In your journal, summarize the key points, draw diagrams, use mind maps, criticize, argue, describe, etc. Meditation techniques, the human energy body, and the chakra system are suggested topics to begin your research. Revisit the section titled Chakra Consciousness for some ideas. Knowledge of the primary chakras and associated healing strategies will empower you to substitute and customize the activities outlined in their ascension program, or feel free to develop a program for targeted groups or individuals, such as younger children. You may want to revisit the section covering false ascension information. Remember the rule, use your discernment. Feel free to attend any courses and workshops that teach meditation technique and/or chakra healing. The simple objective to this activity is to help you expand your knowledge. 1.2, Personal Ascension Goals. This activity has been designed to help your mind, conscious energy, start thinking about the big picture. These tasks directly relate to your personal reasons for participating in ascension, and help you remain motivated during the ascension program. First, revisit the section Glimpse into Life on New Earth and then consider the meaning of service to others and unity consciousness. Spend some time thinking about your reasons for undertaking ascension. Your conscious intent will create the outcome you want. Task 1. Use an internet search engine to research and download photos, images that relate to the principles of the third dimension, duality and ego. For example, poverty, homelessness, greed, fear, starvation, famine, millionaires, third world versus private schools, deforestation, whaling, ghetto housing, child trafficking, animal cruelty, war, nuclear weapons and so on. Reflect on those images and take note of your thoughts and feelings. Now think about these hard questions. Is this really how I want my world to function? Do I like what humanity has created? Do I like my current life? Could I live in a united world? Am I prepared to do what is necessary and change my mindset from service to self, 3D, and embrace a new way of living and accept the principles of service to others, 4D? The reasons to ascend will mean something different for each one of you. Some people will choose to ascend because they wish to advance their spiritual being by exploring 5D consciousness on New Earth. The majority of you will hopefully choose to ascend because you do not want to be burdened anymore with your current way of living and are prepared to do what is necessary to experience life on a new peaceful and united Earth operating under the law of One. Now ask yourself this question: what will New Earth mean to me? The question is important for your ascension, because it will help you start expanding your consciousness. The greatest lesson here is for each one of you to begin accepting and adopting a new belief structure and attitude that is aligned with New Earth. Remember the main rule for ascension: conscious energy, your thoughts and feelings, has direct influence over the frequency of matter, your body. When you start thinking differently, and adopt a new attitude, you will manifest your new frequency. Consider the following examples. World Unity. A new social value system, based on love, harmony, and compassion. Free food, housing, clothing, and education. No currency system, debts, and taxes. New technology. The abolishment of common and secular laws. People can live anywhere on the planet without restriction. No corruption, greed, and wealth. No wars, poverty, and homelessness. No ecological destruction. No world religions. All land and property is owned and the common property of all. A longer lifespan. Understand that a positively oriented society operates on the principles of service to others. All of new humanity will equally live and experience the same positive frequency or reality, harmony, unity, love and compassion. Task 2. Reflect on the question: what will New Earth mean to me? Now use your Ascension Journal to write a list that identifies all the positive things you are looking forward to experiencing on New Earth and/or what is your version of Unity Consciousness. The above list relates to your personal reasons and motivations for undertaking Ascension, but it will also keep your mind focused on the final reward, the version of New Earth that you and New Humanity are going to create together. How often? In regard to your Ascension Journal, establish a regular study pattern that works best for you and develop your New Earth list as soon as possible. Purpose. The first chakra that we need to heal is the base chakra, spine, rump, which means the physical body must have a direct connection to the planet, land, nature. This activity requires you to undertake any type of physical exercise in the great outdoors or just simple spend time in nature and connect with the planet. During ascension, you will receive astral, cosmic energies through your crown chakra, which will travel down the spine and will exit through the soles of our feet into your Earth Star chakra, which ethereally connects you to the planet. Your ethereal body is connected to the planet's ethereal body via the base chakra. This is why it is very important to heal the base chakra, because it is the process of energetically strengthening the connection of your ethereal body with the planet's ethereal body, also known as grounding, anchoring your magnetic feet to the Earth. Activity. The ascension process does not require you to have perfect health and fitness, and nor will ascension give you perfect health. As previously stated, when you commence your personal ascension, you are going to release old, negative, and toxic energy from the body, which will often manifest in a range of different symptoms. Therefore, it will be beneficial for you to undertake any kind of outdoor exercise. Your human body was designed for physical movement and exercise. Without exercising, your body and human energy system are dulled down. You must reconnect your body with nature. Create an exercise routine that is compatible with the condition of your physical body, age, and state of health. Do anything that makes you feel personally comfortable. Walking, gardening, running, yoga, are some examples. The primary lesson here is the need to establish a direct connection with Earth. This is not about the use of exercise equipment. Those things only help with weight maintenance and maintaining your fitness. This ascension activity does not apply to the people that already have occupations or work regularly on the land, nature, or undertake frequent recreational activities in the great outdoors. Exercising assists in oxygenating and toning the body and will help transport Kundalini energy around the body. In the early stages of the ascension process, the release of Kundalini energy should come naturally. Kundalini yoga and meditation is not recommended for newbies. Swimming is also very useful. Water is an excellent tool for increasing the flow of Kundalini energy around the body's chakras, but it is a powerful agent for releasing emotional energy and discharging electromagnetic energy, which has been absorbed into the body from household electrical products. Alternatively, you can connect your body to the land by simply sitting or lying on the ground or walking barefooted on the grass. Choose any activity that can connect your physical body to Earth. Remember to drink plenty of fresh water, because this will assist to detox the body, which is necessary for the transfer of electromagnetic energy around the body. It is highly recommended that you discontinue from drinking alcohol during the initial stages of the ascension program. In regard to your diet, consider the following. Your ethereal body radiates a magnetic energy field. Therefore, the stronger the energy body, the more frequency it can hold. A diet high in low vibrational foods and other lifestyle habits such as junk food, red meat, alcohol, heavy drugs, etc. will prevent your ethereal body from holding the higher frequency. As you progress through your ascension, this will manifest as physical aches and pains and emotional outbursts, highs and lows. When your physical body and mental state is dulled down, your energy body will suffer. High vibrational foods have higher water content, they are raw and unprocessed. How often? This activity should be undertaken four days a week for the first two weeks, and then feel free to establish a regular pattern that works best for your life purpose. Now that you have made your conscious decision to undertake the Ascension Program, this is the time to call your spiritual team to support and assist you during the Ascension process.